This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The second thing I'd like for you to write down out of this text, God has called us to holiness, but not for the reasons you may think. God has called us to holiness, according to verse 9, but not for the reasons you may think. You know, most people think that God wants me to be holy, so I'll be nice. God's not interested in you being a nice guy. He's not interested in you simply being a nice person. He has a purpose for your life, and that's what verse 9 says. God has called us to a life of holiness, which means just to be separate, to be different, because he has a purpose for us. Some of you know where Richmond, Indiana is. Just west of Dayton, there's a place in Richmond, Indiana that has nothing to do with RVs and camping equipment that you see the signs for all over western Ohio and eastern Indiana. It's a place of Earlham College, Quaker School. Professor who used to teach there was called Elton Trueblood. I have several of his books, maybe 4 or 5 of his books. He wrote a book called Your Other Vocation. In it, he naively, I think, believes, but I agree with him, that every man, every woman has a primary vocation, is serving God. Loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and your first vocation, job one is you're serving the Lord. But then he talks about your other vocation is your job that you do during the week. And God honors what you do during the week, and God's involved in that, in your other vocation. And I have to be honest with you, I don't mean this as a slam, but the only place that I've been where I have a sense of what Elton Trueblood is describing is in India. And you say, why would you say that, that you only see it in India? For this reason. When I was in India in January, I spoke at a church the very first Sunday I was there. The minister led the congregation. He said, this is my primary task as minister of this congregation. But he said, Randy, during the week, my other job, my other vocation, I'm a computer programmer with a major company that is nationwide. He said, that's my other job. But my primary task, I'm the minister of this church. And then I thought of another young minister I met, and he said, my job is preaching to my congregation and witnessing and ministering to these people. But my other job, I'm the manager of a Holiday Inn, local Holiday Inn here in town. And then Blessin Thomas, who's the minister that I've been with 3 times now speaking at his church in Dubai, he said, Randy, this is my primary task, being the pastor, the minister of this congregation. But my other vocation is director of HR, human resources. I've got about 400 employees I'm in charge of. Do you see how I've seen that in India with people who look at it as, that's my other job, my real job is being a witness to the power of God. You know what the world needs more than anything? I shared it recently, are men and women who are witnesses to the power of God. My life's been changed, and so can yours. And that's why you have another vocation, what you do for a living. But God honors both, and God has called you to holiness, not because he wants you to be a nice person, but because he's called you for a purpose. He has a reason for you being on this earth. Thirdly, we're moving quickly here. Christ destroyed death and introduced light and immortality into our lives. Christ destroyed death through his resurrection and introduced light and immortality or eternity into our lives. 1 Corinthians 15 says the last enemy to be destroyed is death. What does that mean?
Well, we not only answer that important question tomorrow on Cross Hope, we continue this message from the book of 2 Timothy 1, the final words of the Apostle Paul. Last words are important in your life. Last words are important in the Word of God. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any other.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.